Thank you. Our next speaker is Mr. Dave Downey. What? Did I skip one? I'm sorry, I skipped one. Do you mind waiting a second, Mr. Downey? Josh Cooper.
Good morning, Chairman Kennedy and members of the Board of Trustees. My name is Josh Cooper. I am a senior in LAS. I am humbled to appear before you to represent the 1,300 plus students who have signed a petition in support of Chancellor Wise and her decision. The names of each of these students were collected by me personally in just the last 48 hours, and many more will sign in the coming days. Every one of these names on these 71 pages is a currently enrolled student here at UIUC. These students have endorsed the following statement, and I quote, "We support our chancellor. Chancellor Phyllis Wise took a courageous stand in favor of civil discourse, good citizenship, respect for our neighbors, tolerance, decency, and high standards. Now it is our turn to take a stand in favor of our chancellor. Chancellor Phyllis Wise is a thoughtful and innovative leader for the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus. She has a vision for excellence and passion for the core missions of teaching and research. She also has a big heart along with a deep and abiding concern for the well-being of all students. Some faculty and staff on campus seek to bully and intimidate the chancellor with no confidence votes, name-calling, and diploma burnings. We are proud of our chancellor and her willingness to insist on high standards for tenured faculty at this campus. Chancellor Wise, we admire your courage, your wisdom, and your ongoing efforts to ensure civility on our campus. We especially admire your efforts to bring students from very different backgrounds together as one Illinois family. Thank you, Chancellor Wise. When you stand up, we stand with you in favor of the strong values of good citizenship that built this great university," end quote. Chairman Kennedy and trustees, we are by far the largest number of students who have expressed in writing a position on this issue. The vast majority of students on this campus are not walking out of class. They are not encouraging boycotts, and they are not making excuses for vulgar, hateful statements from prospective faculty that would embarrass our university and diminish its great reputation. We and those who supported our petition respect our system of governance, where a public institution is accountable to the public. Each member of the University of Illinois Board is called a trustee because you are entrusted by an appointment from the governor of Illinois to protect the values, integrity, and standards of this great institution. When a candidate for a tenured faculty position holds a press conference across the street and demands that the university hire him and threatens to sue the university if we do not, that, in my opinion, expresses contempt and intolerance for our system of public accountability. This is a serious matter. Hate speech is never acceptable for those applying for tenured positions. Incitement of violence is never acceptable. And yes, there must be a relationship between free speech and civility. The lack of civility itself is a mechanism for silencing alternative views. Did you notice that in the past few days, the leaders of Penn State and UC Berkeley have followed the chancellor's lead, speaking out in favor of the necessity of civility on their campuses? I can tell you that I personally know many, many students who would feel intimidated by the actions of a faculty member who endorses physical violence against his political opponents. And yes, I haven't met a single student who strongly supports this faculty candidate and who doesn't agree with most of everything that the candidate says. Tolerance is judged not by how you treat people you agree with. Tolerance is judged by how you behave towards people who have views that are different from your own. This candidate is completely intolerant of anyone who does not agree with his views. The university and Chancellor Wise are correct to reject this candidate. I respectfully urge each of you to stand firmly by this decision and thereby uphold our high standards and our cherished traditions of inclusiveness, civility, mutual respect, and tolerance. Thank you.